Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Community Quick Hits.
Brought to you by
Mark Spain Real Estate and Frankel and Frankel.
Dave. Real quick, Dave.
Yes, sir.
I was saying my friend's dad took us to go see Gorky Park, which would be a funny Starbucks name for me, Gorky.
Gorky, actually.
Gorky or Grande.
And we were like, what is going on? Why are we here? Here's the plot. The plot follows Arkady Rinko, a Moscow police investigator, on the trail of a gruesome triple murder that leads him into a web of government corruption.
And you were how old?
10.
What was your favorite part as a 10-year-old?
Dude. Gorky Park! I went to see it as a 10-year-old! All right, Dave, I'm sorry.
Back to Dave. Thank you. Thank you very much. We kind of touched on this earlier today, but the Mavericks are seeing a boon because of the number one overall pick and the presumptive pick of Cooper
Flagg. Good for them. They've earned this.
Yeah, they have.
Unless they pass.
So, new Mavs spokesperson, CEO Rick Welts, because he's the only one that can talk to the media without sticking his foot in his mouth. He says, we have never won the draft lottery, and if there's anything that will re-energize the fan base, it's the excitement that's surrounding the number one pick in the draft. And so he says, in the last 24 hours, they've seen 28 more times inbound calls for season tickets and 35 times more daily additions to the season ticket wait list. And they have their select-a-seat event tomorrow for season ticket holders.
Well, the timing on that.
Right?
Yeah.
He says, I'm happiest for our fans because it's been an emotional roller coaster of a year, and I'm thrilled we have this opportunity to build on this exceptional roster. And to that end, so, you know, they always have a draft party when they have a significant first-round pick, but it's never been that big of a party. So in 2023, they had about 400 people attend when they had the 12th pick. Back in 2018, when they had the 5th pick, the Luka draft, About 1,200 people showed up for that one. But now that they have the first overall pick, they're trying to figure out what event space is big enough for them to have a draft celebration.
Wherever they go,
last night.
Wherever they go, it'll sell out. Wherever they go, it will sell out.
Yeah, it should be fun. A fun night.
You know,
help us forget.
What was hilarious is the next day, what was that, Tuesday? They had to issue a statement that they were planning on drafting Cooper Flagg with the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember Cleveland issuing a statement. We plan on drafting LeBron James with the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
But it's because...
We're totally not going to trade
LeBron. We're not going to trade.
They had to actually issue that statement.
And, I mean, Tim McMahon, we played it earlier today. Like, Tim came out today and was like, look, they are going to take Cooper Flagg. It's like, I mean,
That should not be a thing.
Yes.
It should not be a question. They shouldn't have to address it.
No, not at all. And Cooper Flagg, for those that missed it, spoke today at the NBA Draft Combine and is very excited to come here. Like, very symbiotic. So
can't wait to go. Yeah, to Stonebriar.
People have pulled out certain quotes where he's kind of speaking vaguely, but he's just speaking vaguely because the Mavs haven't made the pick yet.
Yeah, what's vague?
He can't say I'm real fired up to be a Maverick because it hasn't happened yet. But he has said, you know, I'm excited at the prospect of possibly playing with Derek Lively.
They've got a great roster. I can't wait to, you know, whatever. I mean, like,
living in Flower Mound.
This is all
George's suburbs. He's heard we have a dope Maggiano's at North Park.
Yeah. George, it's all the Nico people that just can't
banquet
have
banquet rooms upstairs.
Yeah. They can't have good things now. They just, no matter what, they just want disaster to happen because of Nico. And I'm like, dude, just embrace this.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you have to embrace Nico.
It doesn't.
No.
Just
embrace
at all.
Cooper Flagg.
But they won't do it. Because they want failure for Nico.
Just let them be.
No, I won't.
Let them be, Corby.
Hang on, Nico's trying to talk. I think Nico got the Corby.
I'm so quiet, I can barely hear me. But, you know, that's a good question.
We didn't ask you anything. No one asked you a thing.
What if Nico started dressing up like the same?
It's a really good Nico.
It's amazing.
Would that eventually turn people around?
It's like the greatest one he's ever done.
It's so stupid.
And he tries to distance from it. It's crazy. It's
he's sitting in his seat. It's section 109 is the San Diego Chicken.
Hey, Nico! Instantly.
Another event tomorrow.
If he was Mavs man.
This is maybe a little bit more somber than Select a Seat Night.
Oh, God, here we go.
But it's also a celebration of life.
Oh, God.
It's the memorial for Chris Penn of Good Records.
Indeed.
That his wife Jennifer has said it's open to the public. They are having it at Old City Park. They were originally going to have it at Winfrey Point at White Rock Lake, but there was a scheduling mix-up. And so it's going
probably
to be
a T-ball game there.
It's going to be at Old City Park in downtown Dallas. So it's tomorrow from 5 p.m. to sunset. They'll have food. They'll have acoustic performances. They'll live stream it if you can't make it, if you are a friend of Chris's and you want to tune in. But his wife Jennifer says dress code is whatever you would like, but Dickie's coveralls are strongly encouraged because that's what Chris wore all the
damn
time.
Damn right.
But yes, he passed away at the age of 54 on April 23rd after falling and becoming paralyzed, and his body just couldn't recover from that.
Did he fall at the store?
Yeah, he was dressing.
It was like a ladder, right?
Yeah, he was out in front. Dressing the store for the Charlie Crockett in-store performance, and he fell backwards off a ladder.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so
it's a lesson to everyone. Be extra careful on ladders.
And the GoFundMe that supports his family, so yeah, he leaves his wife, Jen, and three sons, it's up to like $216,000.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so the family is being taken care of by the community. But again, tomorrow, Old City Park, 5 p.m. to sunset if you want to support the Penn family. This is interesting, and I want to get Corby's take on this. So the main character in the Fort Worth dining scene is, of course, Tim Love, right?
Yes.
Everybody loves Tim Love.
Yeah, he's got so many businesses in Fort Worth, and he has named a lot of them after family members. He has the Italian restaurant Caterina's, which is named after his sister.
But Love. Comma, Love.
Yeah, I don't think that he has
a dance club called
Butt Love, but maybe. He also has a spot called Jamel, which is the Italian word for twins, to honor his daughters. He has
Jamel with a G?
They laugh.
G spot?
Yeah, the G spot. Ugh. It's right next to Butt Love.
they're connected.
They're connected with a tunnel. And he also has Tannehill's Tavern that's on the concert calendar all the time. That's named after his son.
I just want to do
Tannehill?
Sports.
Yeah, I guess that's his son's name.
That's his name?
Yeah. Tannehill Love.
Just want to talk about the PGA Championship.
But anyway, his newest place is named after his dad, Stewart.
That's a good question.
It's called Stewart.
It's not there's no questions.
Well, he's working on his presentation with
the
media.
We want Nico in the media.
Okay, go ahead, David. I'm sorry. Tannehill.
It just opened this week, May 12th. And it's called Stewart's Croquet Club and Cocktails.
That sounds fun.
I'm interested.
Yeah, Corby's perfect.
So it's a small 1,500
Croquet is awesome.
It's a small 1,500 square foot bar. They serve martinis, fancy hot dogs and BLTs, caviar, Corby.
Man.
And then out back.
Caviar, Corby.
Out back, they have a croquet course.
Never had caviar.
And so croquet. It started in the 1850s among the upper class in Britain, and it's, of course, where you have the mallet and the balls, and you're trying to put the balls through the wickets and hit the posts, right?
Yeah. We bought a set of that just for the kids to have something to do, like to play at in the yard and stuff, and I'm telling you, it was more fun setting that thing up in the yard and playing that silly-ass game. And to see my youngest kid, who was like 3 years old, take one of those mallets when he lost and throw it as hard as he could, 150 yards at his brother, it was great.
So could this be the next pickleball?
Croquet?
Yeah.
No,
it gets
no
a
way.
Bad rap. Like
nothing
people,
touches pickleball.
Yeah, it gets a really bad rap because it's like the British people in sweaters, you know, in their rose garden playing it. It's a simple-ass sport you can set up in anyone's yard. It's like $15 to get it at Dick's or something like that. Mm. What? It's a sporting goods store.
Is that Dick's G-spot?
Is Dick's just, next to Butler?
Just the way you leaned into Dick's.
Nico, do you play croquet?
You know, that's a good question. I don't play croquet right now. But
okay.
I will look forward to learning more about it.
Okay.
In the coming days.
Safe answer. Okay. Yeah.
Safe. Yeah.
That's very
you're
good.
You're doing well.
That also is a good question.
I support Tim Love's croquet club. That sounds like a lot
death
of fun.
Deathbed Nico or something.
Wait a minute, how do you play inside? Like, no, I had to jam them wickets. I had
no, it's outside. The bar is a small building, and then out back it's is the croquet in. Course.
Okay, do you guys remember my croquet. Traumatic first experience with croquet? I've told it on the air before.
Go on.
No.
It was the first
in Nico voice.
Pornography material that I'd ever seen when I was in elementary school. We found a magazine.
While playing croquet?
No.
They were doing stuff with mallets?
Yes. It was one woman dressed in all leather with wearing, she had like whips and stuff.
That
and
explains
she was,
a lot.
She was using the handle of a croquet mallet on another woman to show her how much she loved her.
Wow.
No that elementary was in a, school kid should see that. That explains a lot.
Were they trying to have a baby?
I think so. That's the only thing that I could figure out.
Do you remember the title of the magazine?
Did she?
No, I would love to see it. If I could find that.
Yeah, like what?
Did
was
she kegel the mallet
that?
And Swank. Then swing it like this?
Okay, Dave. Dave. Sit down and stop throwing.
Like a bell
twanger.
Junior
and I are right
it.
Across the table from you.
I don't understand what magazine would print that.
I don't know. It was obviously not
it was,
Playboy.
It was a
Croquet
real, like, Monthly.
Did you just
it?
Open the magazine thinking like, oh, here's Sports Illustrated?
Yeah, and my brain couldn't compute what was happening here.
Did you go tell your older brother or anything? Or your
no.
Nothing?
No. Me and my, it seemed like it was me and my buddy Chip that found it.
Chip.
Yeah.
And did you hide it in
Chip
the woods
Mabry?
To go find it later?
See, that would have been the magazine that I bring everybody out to see, like the entire neighborhood. Like, you're not going to believe
how
this.
Great of a sport croquet is.
Let's all start playing croquet.
Remember when we've been playing croquet?
We've been playing it all
you're
wrong.
You're not going to believe this.
This is how you set up the court.
Right. You don't even hold the mallet.
No, she holds it. Apparently, girls have a special croquet mallet holder.
Oh, and right.
That'll
a giggle.
That'll
giggle. All right, a PGA Championship stroke-by-stroke preview next.